Defiant acting attorney general ousted.
Donald Trump had every right to fire her.
President to make Supreme Court pick.
It'll be one of President Trump's most lasting legacies.
Boy Scouts to accept transgender kids.
I feel satisfied, but I don't feel too happy.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Shake up at the Justice Department in the struggle over President Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees. We're live this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Sally Yates was a placeholder, Steve, an Obama appointee serving as a caretaker at the Justice Department until the Senate can confirm the president's pick to be AG. Last night, the acting attorney general issued a statement saying she wasn't convinced the president's travel ban was lawful and that DOJ would refuse to defend it in court. Not 3 hours later, Mr. Trump brought down the hammer, firing Sally Yates and installing a replacement who swiftly reversed course. The White House issued a scornful statement saying Yates betrayed the Justice Department and was weak on illegal immigration. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
In effect, by her acting in conscience and saying this was not something that she could accept in the law, she got attacked personally by the Trump administration.
The move only further inflames the passions of the president's critics, as CBS's Nancy Cordes reports.
No ban! No wall!
On the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, thousands joined congressional Democrats in a boisterous rally against the travel ban.
Do we let love expand? Or do we let love be beaten by hate?
It came an hour after a Democratic attempt to overturn the ban was blocked by Senate Republicans.
This is not a Muslim ban. This is a temporary pause of movement from seven countries.
Trump does not want people like me in the United States.
As more protests swept across the country, former President Barack Obama broke his silence. In a statement, his spokesman said the president fundamentally disagrees with the notion of discriminating against individuals because of their faith or religion.
The Trump administration's replaced the acting head of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Associate Director Thomas Homan has been moved into that job. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly says Homan has led efforts to identify, arrest, and detain people who are here illegally. Later today, President Trump will reveal his Supreme Court pick. CBS's Jan Crawford says the two most talked about people are federal appeals court judges Neil Gorsuch and Thomas Hardiman.
People in the White House are comfortable that both of these nominees would be a reliable judicial conservative. Sometimes these things can move pretty quickly, but I would expect from signals that we're already seeing for Democrats that they are going to try to block this nominee, which could drag it out for quite some time. Remember, they can filibuster this nominee.
Well, Senate committees are due to vote today on four Trump cabinet nominees: Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, Steve Mnuchin for Treasury, Tom Price to be Health Secretary, and Betsy DeVos for Education. Obamacare may be on its last legs, but insurance is still available. The clock is ticking. CBS's Sam Litzinger in Washington.
You may not have heard much about it because the Trump administration's pulling back advertising to promote healthcare.gov as open enrollment for coverage gets set to close. But today's the deadline for people to sign up for insurance or change plans. Mary Agnes Carey with the nonprofit news organization Kaiser Health News says get moving.
If you are interested in having health insurance in 2017, do sign up because the program is set for this year.
After today, so-called qualifying life events can also trigger special enrollment periods.
And states with their own health insurance websites may have different deadlines. A White House statement out this morning says President Trump will not move to overturn an Obama executive order that protects the rights of LGBTQ people in the federal workforce. Boy Scouts of America says it's going to allow transgender children who identify as boys to join. It's a shift that follows a lawsuit from Joe Maldonado's mother. He's transgender, born female, and was kicked out of his New Jersey Cub Scout pack.
Well, I like to go camping. I like to do science experiments. We eat cupcakes and stuff. It was fun, but they ruined it.
Joe turns 9 tomorrow. His mother says she's still angry about what happened, but grateful other kids won't have to go through the same thing. The Trump White House has warned sanctuary cities that if they shield illegal immigrants, they could face federal funding cuts. Despite that, Cincinnati says it's now going to join with other cities with Democratic mayors who are in defiance. Councilman Wendell Young.
We're not going to be checking people for IDs. We're not going to hold people because ICE says they want us to hold them so they can deport them.
Iraq is one of the seven countries covered by the president's new travel ban. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Baghdad has the story of one man who's fought alongside U.S. troops, now caught in the consequences.
I'm a four-star general, he said, and I'm banned from entering the U.S.? General Talib al-Kanani commands all Iraqi forces, including the American-trained counterterrorism troops that have been leading the fight against ISIS for 2.5 years. His family was relocated to the U.S. for their safety, and he had plans to see them this week until he was told not to bother.
You're hoping to visit America, where you have a home. You're smiling. What happened?
I've been fighting terrorism for 13 years and winning, he told us. Now my kids are asking me if I'm a terrorist. For the past decade, Kanani has been traveling to U.S. Central Command in Tampa for high-level meetings with the U.S. military leadership. This ban needs to be reviewed, the general said. We thought we were partners with our American friends. Now we realize we're just considered terrorists.
Charlie Daggett, CBS News, Baghdad.
Canadian authorities say the suspect in the Quebec mosque attack that left 6 Muslim men dead had far-right nationalist views and voiced support for Donald Trump and others online. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Muslim Canadians are valued members of every community, and wherever they live, they deserve to feel welcomed and safe. They are home here.
Former President George H.W. Bush is now home from the hospital after 2 weeks of treatment for pneumonia. A spokesman says Mr. Bush, who is 92, hopes to be well enough to attend the Super Bowl this weekend in Houston. One of the big names in TV sports is signing off. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
If you have watched sports during the past 40 years or so, you almost certainly know Brent Musburger's voice.
You are looking live at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta.
His most famous call, probably Doug Flutie's memorable Hail Mary in 1984.
Caught by Boston College. I don't believe it. It's a touchdown.
And Musburger helped popularize the term March Madness to describe college basketball's postseason tournament.
It's over. Michigan has won.
Tonight, he calls his final game. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, 2 U.S. basketball players are among those in limbo in the fallout from President Trump's travel ban. J.P. Prince and Joseph Jones are in Dubai with expired visas and may not be allowed to return to their pro teams in Iran. Tehran has tightened restrictions in response to the Trump order. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.